A calm has returned to Chicago this spring. Groups of U.S. Border Patrol agents are no longer making surprise visits to Michigan Avenue or marching through neighborhoods like Little Village or Back of the Yards. But volunteer responders who warn residents about immigration enforcement activity say they remain on high alert, and they're using this time to adapt their strategies and prepare for whatever comes next. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad reports.
Last fall, hundreds of people got arrested in the Chicago area.
Get your hands off of him! There are children right there!
Border Patrol agents used tear gas and aggressive tactics like chokeholds in at least 140 separate incidents. And in Minneapolis, Border Patrol agents shot and killed two U.S. citizens. Things have gotten quieter in Chicago, but community organizers like Omar Flores from Little Village on the southwest side haven't forgotten what that violence was like. He and others who patrol Chicago area neighborhoods say federal immigration agents are still making arrests, but their strategy has changed.
What they've been doing is that they've been making more targeted arrests. You'll see as many as 13, 14 agents arresting just one person.
Flores says responders have been trying to keep up with this targeted strategy, but it's hard.
You know, we do get to the site, but oftentimes it's like too late before we're able to, you know, let people know of their rights.
So they're trying to change their tactics. One of the main goals is to get to the arrest scene faster. One way to do that is to improve communication.
We're actually talking about moving to some kind of a dispatch system.
Cristobal Cavazos leads Casa DuPage, an immigrant rights group that helps track immigration enforcement in the western suburbs. He saw this type of dispatch system put to use in Minneapolis when he traveled there in January to support other responders. It works like this. A central dispatcher receives live reports from responders in the field, sharing them in real time. Cavazos says he saw how quick and effective this system was in Minneapolis.
I was dispatched to where ICE was. I saw ICE crossing the intersection, and there was about, you know, like 8-9 cars following them. So they were just all over ICE like a cheap suit.
Now Cavazos' goal is to use that same system to reduce emergency response times in his area from 10 to 15 minutes down to 5. Other rapid responders like Mimi Wiracocha in Pilsen say they're also trying to speed up response times by doing block-by-block organizing.
They are here on 18th and Damon. Okay, cool. We have this blockchain text group of everyone in this block and this block.
And organizers say it's not just about responding on the streets. They're doing more training for what to do after someone gets arrested. More than 1,000 people detained in the Chicago area decided to voluntarily self-deport since the start of Operation Midway Blitz. Organizers like Cavazos say that's because they were afraid or unaware of their legal options. So he's teaching people they don't have to do that.
Don't talk, don't sign, you know, ask to speak to a lawyer.
In his training sessions, Cavazos is also teaching people about habeas corpus petitions, a legal process used to challenge the legality of a detention by ICE.
Pleading habeas corpus, you know, I have no criminal record.
Cavazos, Wiracocha, and others say their work is always evolving. It's about being prepared for the unexpected, but also working smarter and making sure that all these volunteers don't get burned out. They can't be everywhere all the time.
Okay, where are our responders and how do we respond? And when should we be at alert versus when are we responding versus when are we patrolling?
Wiracocha says their idea is to always be ahead of the game. This, she says, is a new normal, at least for the next few years. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.